What do you say, Jason Cairns? Tomorrow morning's a big day, big opportunity if you want to come in.
No, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but I'm not going to.
Gotcha.
So I could do it from my house, set up
okay.
a garbage can and
all right.
and shoot some paper into it, I suppose.
All right, we'll settle for that then. So I was thinking about, like, we talk sometimes about Weight Loss Wednesday because, you know, the stunning thing I had heard recently, this is a headline, just about knocked me out of my chair, that obesity is a greater problem than, like, a lack of food in the world today.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so I was just thinking, though, that, you know, like with Christianity, the world, the flesh, and the devil, like 1 John 2:15-17, and you could employ the same thing in the garden in Genesis 3. And I'm like, or Jesus, right, with the temptations he faced, except he overcame. But I'm like, apply that to sugar. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like we've talked about sugar, like at work. And there's not only the sugar that's presented to you at all sorts of turns, but then those times that you just on your own go in the sugar direction, right?
For sure. Yeah, both of those for me have proven to be stumbling blocks along the way. I know that you and I think have talked about this, but once I start down the sugar path, I tend to
yeah.
go in whole hog. And,
yeah.
you know, so I'll find treats at work, and then I'll think, you know what else would be good if I would stop at the store and get some more sugar?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of continues in a spiral.
Yeah. I guess in you know, personal disclosure, I mean, vulnerability is good for the soul, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think yesterday a coworker brought in donuts, and they were cut into pieces. And I don't know. Somebody said if you break them apart, they lose the calories. But I don't
yeah.
know if that's really true.
I don't think it's... My mom used to say that as well. She said, you know, if you take, like, cookies and cut them into pieces,
yeah.
they have no calories. And
it is... It is something, though. You kind of want to just say, listen, I'm not going to have a whole one. I'm just going to have a little piece, you know?
Right. But then I end up going back and yeah. having 6 or 8 or 10 pieces.
Yeah.
And end up with a couple of donuts in the process.
I know. And you're like,
yeah.
I really
yeah.
started with just a quarter.
Right. Oh. Exactly.
Yep. And then in the afternoon, somebody might go, well, I could go get a day-old such-and-such at Acoustic, and it's just $1. But when they're out, you find something else someplace else. So, okay.
Right, for sure. There's
right.
sugar everywhere.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the reason. I made some banana bread last night, and I put nuts in it. And I know when Michael's home, he's like, no nuts, you know. So and he makes
yeah.
it really good. But it's because he loads up with the sugar. And so I only did a quarter cup of sugar. I had some of the pieces this morning. I'm like, that's why they put more sugar in.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste as good.
They want it to taste better.
I know.
There's a reason we ate so much sugar when it's around.
I know. Well, I think I was thinking to myself, I've read a recipe that says use applesauce. So I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Next
then
time.
Then you can just call it sad banana bread.
Yep. There we go. That's the lighthearted segment here on the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIB. All right. Let's see. We've got John 16:31-32, right?
I think so.
All right. I've got the scripture. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me."
And I wrote, "People are fickle. We waver as easily as a flag caught in a stout wind. One moment we are completely sold on an idea, and the next we are on a different trajectory. Even in the upper room, the disciples' vacillating convictions were obvious. They finally thought that they had grasped Jesus, but in less than 24 hours, they would scatter. Jesus was never fickle. He never lost sight of his identity with the Father. Like Jesus, we are called to keep the Trinity as our constant beacon and understand that we are never alone because Christ dwells with us."
So Jesus was never fickle. So how did he deal with the temptation of sugar?
I think he kept his eyes on the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had mentioned kind of the desert temptation.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. He knew what he was about and
mm-hmm.
never lost sight of that.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. What's our closing prayer?
Yeah, it says, "Jesus, I am a model of inconstancy. Yet you, O Lord, are never changing. Help me to know my stability in you." Amen.
Very good. Hey, we got out of here in pretty good time this morning.
Sounds good. Talk
Thank you very much, our buddy Jason Cairns. Our promise of the day from Galatians 6:9, "Never tire of doing good, for in time you will reap a harvest." Barry Adams says, "Sometimes When I go on a ministry trip, I can get tired. Even though I love what I'm doing, the rigors of travel, different places to sleep, meeting new people, can get very tiring. In today's promise, we read that we should never tire of doing good. This doesn't mean that we never get tired in the natural, but it does mean that we should never lose heart and give up. The Amplified translates Galatians 6:9 this way, and let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, Paul tells us that faith, hope, and love remain. Today's promise is about encouraging us to be strengthened with hope, hope that there's a harvest that we'll one day reap if we don't give up. God loves it when we do good to one another. So, Barry says, may you and I have strength today to continue to do good to those around us, and may we be encouraged to know that there's a real harvest that we will reap if we don't give up. All right, Mark Halverson, Greg Stewart, you're welcome to join me every morning at this time.
Yeah, you bet. Maybe I'll do that. It's fun being up and at them. Got up about 5:15 or so, woke up, and
early.
I'm going in to see Mark today.
There we
early.
Go. All right, well, we've got a $25 Hy-Vee gift card we're going to draw for.
That's terrific.
$10 minimum donation. Our pledgers at this point, Jeannie's just focused on that fourth shot because our
really?
Accounting friend from Fall Creek came in and she hit 4 out of 5, but it burns her that she only missed the fourth shot. So,
And
we have not fared all that well because she's had this pledge going for like 2 weeks. So we got to hit the fourth ball today.
Okay.
On top of that, we've got Julie and Eau Claire, $5 per make, $2 per miss, and then also Shelly and Chateka, $10 flat pledge. Now listen, even while I'm shooting, we still welcome your pledge support at 715-396-1670. I'm going to step away. Greg's got
the are you going to do backboard today or?
No, I'm going to try something else.
All right. Here we go. Halvo getting up, going to the basketballs, the bin of basketballs. At the free throw line. And here he is, Hope and Hoops, first shot. Let's see if he goes overhand or underhand. It's going to be overhand. There it is.
Right.
Use the rim. It went down. One for one so far. Here we go. Shot number two warming up. And it's in off the backboard. Hit the front of the rim. Worked off the backboard and in. So two for two so far. Third shot from Halvo. It came off the rim. That rim is really lively. I'll tell you what. One for three. Here's the fourth ball. Yeah. Drilled it. All right. He can go 4 for 5 with this one. And the shot. That's right. Jeannie, we got the fourth ball. That one off the front of the rim. So 3 for 5, not bad at all.
You know what
Halvo.
Happens is he's trying to guide it.
I know. The pressure, getting that last basketball. You got the golden basketball, though.
Yeah.
The fourth shot.
Yeah, that's finally.
Way to go.
There we go. All right. Hey, appreciate it, Greg. Good to have you in here.
Yeah, Eric, nice to be with you.
And we've got Eric Johnson, for the youth pastor of Bethesda. He's going to be with us Friday. We're working on a guest shooter for tomorrow. So if somebody's interested, let me know, a youngster or somebody. And Greg just took a call. Our buddy John Fields at Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire. I had a chance to visit him over the weekend and asking for prayer as he is continuing to get care there. So, be lifting up John and this tune with him in mind this morning here on WWIB.
Yeah, I chose Fear is a Liar for Zach Williams because it just really speaks to me. There's a lot of things in life that are fearful, and I always have to keep in mind that God is in control and that there's nothing to be fearful about. We know the end, and he wins. So I hope Fear is a Liar speaks to you as well. Thanks.
Hi, WWIB. This is Miriam, and I wanted to give a little bit of an explanation as to why I chose Cornerstone as my third song in the little competition that we're doing. So I just love this song. It always makes me feel super calm and at peace. And God has really spoken to me through this song, just reminding me that he's always there and he's never going to leave me. And, it's just a fun, upbeat song, and I really just love it, and it's such an encouragement to me.
We got quite a battle going on here.
Yes, it looks like Zach Williams has the edge right now, tallying up votes in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but it's pretty tight, and we still, again, are going through 7:45 a.m.
Yeah, Zach in front of the text line as well, just barely. So 396-1670 and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. They don't get any closer than the match we just had between Toby Mack and Zach Williams in our CCM Song Showdown, Caleb. It came down to just one vote. Yeah, it does. And it does matter a lot. And so people voting, and it was a group vote in from Phillips that may have made the difference, as that was 5 for the winning nominee. And congratulations to Toby Mack. Yes, Toby Mack, Miriam's nominee. Toby Mack with Cornerstone, which also features Zach Williams, moves on.
Hi, this is Keith from Owen, and I have Go Fish in the tournament. My song today, Bible Book Bop, I chose this song because Vicki used to head up the Growing in Grace program at our church, the Wednesday night programming. I mean, probably for 12 years, and I mean, most of the time, 40 to 50 kids from the area were there. But in the later years, she had decided she wanted the kids to learn the books of the Bible. So she had been working on that, and then she found this song from Go Fish. So then she taught or had them teach this song to the kids to help them learn the books of the Bible. She always had such a love for kids. I miss her still. Thanks.
Hi, this is Michael, and I voted, or I nominated Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns. This song is such a great reminder that no matter what we have going on in our lives, that God is bigger than our problems, and he deserves all the glory. He sent his only son to die for us on the cross so that we could have eternal life. So I hope you enjoy the song, and thanks for voting.
Well, looks like the Cinderella run finally came to an end for Go Fish as Casting Crowns winning and moving on to the next round for Michael and Altoona to face Toby Mack in that semifinal later in the week.
And again, it's just a lot of fun. And we have appreciated so much hearing the heart mm-hmm. behind why you choose these yeah. songs and what made you choose the artist and the specific songs. So thank you so much for those. And again, I think all of us moved Keith from Owen and again, in memory of his wonderful wife, Vicki, and all she did for so many people and how special Go Fish was in their hearts. So a great run, a great story for Cinderella, as we've been saying in this March Madness style bracket with our CCM songs. Congratulations now to Casting Crowns moving on and joining a great field in the last four, the final four here.
Well, I got to say, Caleb has looked like Damian Lillard in his warm-ups. And we appreciate everybody who's gotten behind him with Hope and Hoops pledges this morning. You got the list, Caleb.
Which version of Damian Lillard, I suppose?
The good one.
There's the All-Star game Damian Lillard.
No, he leads the league in free throw percentage, though.
All right. Well, so we'll hope it's like free throws and not three-pointers. But we'll do the best we can. So Corey from Chippewa Falls with a pledge. Vicky from Eau Claire. Shelly from Chautauqua. And Beth from Eau Claire. All in the running for that $25 Hy-Vee gift card. Unless someone else wants to sneak in a pledge at 715-396-1670. That's the list.
Uh-huh.
And again, let's do this. Let's do it. The best that we can.
All right. Very good. And Caleb stepping out, donning a black shirt today. Sleeves are rolled up a bit. And he's had his warm-ups. And now here we go. 5 shots at the hoop last time this year. First one is up. And got it. 1 for 1. Next one on the way. There it is. 2 for 2. Caleb dialed in. There's 3 for 3. There's the toss. 4 for 4. One more to go. Get in there. Yes! Congratulations. Hey, you carried over practice to when the light was
on. I wanted that bad. The last time I'm shooting this month, I wanted
yes.
a bad album.
You did. You did. You looked so good in warm-ups. You carried it through. That was the Damian Lillard leading the NBA in three-point style.
Oh, man.
In free throws, for sure.
I didn't want to have to think about it for a year if I
yeah.
didn't have a 5 for 5.
You got it. Well, you know, last year you got your 5 for 5 the very first time. This you get it the last time.
The last time, yes. Oh, first shall be last, I guess. Okay. There.
The guy puts pressure on himself, folks. You got to know that.
Yeah, yeah. And for those of you who are like, it's just a little Tyke soup. You know what? It is. But to us in this studio, when the lights go on,
yeah,
it's
pressure.
Like a lot more.
It's pressure.
So,
yeah, for sure.
Okay, we'll see who wins that $25 Hy-Vee gift card coming up. And thank you so much to those who have pledged. And another chance to pledge, get in on that drawing for this uh-huh. afternoon with Dawson on the drive as well.